Module 3, Lesson 1, Setting the Stage for Good Sleep.
Now that you know about the amazing physiological processes behind sleep, we can start to use this information to improve your little one's sleep. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to apply what we know about physiology to the sleep environment. Optimizing your child's sleep environment to work with their physiology and their stage of development makes falling and staying asleep easier, which in turn supports an age-appropriate day rhythm and a good night's sleep. As we said in Module 2, some children are just naturally more sensitive to their sleep environment because of their genetic makeup and their temperament. Plus, we generally find that overtired babies with sleep issues are usually way more easily overstimulated, and we can't force their body to function in a different way. While we so wish that we had a magic wand able to teach your child the skill of simply being able to fall asleep anywhere, anytime, what we can do is to work with what we know about sleep physiology to help provide the most conducive sleep environment possible to improve their sleep. So, to start off with, go to your worksheets now and answer the questions for Module 3, Lesson 1, Setting the Stage for Good Sleep.